here. Thayer working around the perimeter. They bounce it to Bowers. Bowers dumps it off to Meyer. Meyer with the easy bucket. Nice play. Hadley Meyer converts the first two of the night. Thayer drops back in a 1-3-1 matchup. And Liberty coming the other way. Number five with it. That is Bolander. Handles it out front. Moves off the screen down to the right wing. Goes all the way down in the corner with a pass. Now swings it cross court for Tharp. Long three-point shot. Good! Macy Tharp hits a three for the Liberty Lady Eagles. It's 3-2. Liberty on top early. Thayer with the basketball. Larson left side going in the lane to Donahue. She steps around the defense. Moves off the screen. Little shot is up, no good, and the rebound goes off the hands of Liberty out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Just underway here in the third place game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Donahue to trigger it in for Thayer, got it into Bowers. She'll take it out to the wing, gives it right back to Donahue, fires a three. That one's good! Donahue hits a three out of the right corner, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats go up by three. Actually, go up by two. 5-3 our score. Here comes Liberty with the ball. Tharp trying to penetrate in the lane. Ball stolen. And Abby Bowers is off to the races. On the dribble drive all the way to the bucket. She lays it in. Lady Bobcat freshman with her first two of the night. Led the Lady Bobcats with 19 last night, winning our Player of the Game award last night. Here comes Liberty running the offense. Got the ball down to Foster. Foster trying to kick it back outside. Goes to Bowers. Bowers for Thayer. On the break. Got it down to Larson. Short jumper in the lane is no good. Good defensive play there by Liberty to get back and bother that shot. Now Liberty coming with the basketball. Up the right side. A swing across court for Tharp. Tharp in the corner to Foster for three, and it's good! Kaylee Foster hit the three out of the corner, and Liberty Junior Varsity opening up red hot from the perimeter. There, Lady Bobcats on the other end running the offense. Larson around to Bowers at the top of the key. Bowers back over to Larson. Now Callie Johnson. And back out top for Bowers. 5:58 to go first quarter. They are down one. They go inside to Larson. Larson bounces it back out to Callie Johnson. Squares up a three. That one is up. Off the mark, no good. Meyer down with the offensive rebound. Puts it back up and in. Hadley Meyer for the Thayer Lady Bobcats gives Thayer the lead at 9-6. Liberty Junior Varsity working inside, got it in there to Foster. Foster trying to throw it back outside and goes right to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Maddie Donahue on the run up the left side, shoots the layup, missed it. Rebound volleyed up and around and controlled by Liberty, and now stolen back by Meyer to Bowers. Bowers misses the shot. As rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats again. Got over to Larson, down to Bowers in the corner. Steps back to the three-point line. Doesn't take the shot. She'll bring it out front. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats will run it from there. They swing it left side for Johnson. Johnson down inside to Meyer. Turns, shoots, and scores. Hadley Meyer having a big first quarter. They're getting her the ball down the low block. That time she gave enough hip action to knock the defender away and hit the easy shot. That's a nice play. Liberty with a basketball. Number five with it. That is Bolander. Bolander gets it into the middle for Foster. Foster will bounce it. Tried to bounce it over to Henry. And the ball is stolen by the Lady Bobcats. Larson going down the floor. Steps around the defense and scores. Larson, Haley Larson with her first two of the night. They are up now 13-6. Liberty with it. Bolander kicks it out on top. Controlled there. Bolander gets it back. Down in the corner she goes. Puts up a shot. No good. And rebound taken by Callie Johnson for Thayer. Got it off to Bowers. Bowers running the floor. Pulls up. Shoots off the window. No good. And rebound. We're going to get a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Looks like Haley Larson will be called for the foul. Thayer making a substitution here. Riley Pierce will check in. Callie Johnson will check out. Katie Pounders also checks in. And Haley Larson comes out after picking up that foul. And Liberty Eagles bringing the ball up the floor, down by seven, 4:11 to go here in the first quarter. And we do want to specify, this is the Liberty JV. They agreed to play in the tournament when they came up a team short. Thayer now with a steal. Here's Bowers going down the floor, no good. Meyer cleans up the rebound, puts it back up and in. Hadley Meyer having a field day. She's got eight here in the first quarter. Thayer leads it 15-6. Lady Bobcat back playing in the zone. Liberty working over the top of it to Foster. Takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Feeds over to Bolander. Bolander trying to make a move. Can't get open. Now curls and goes into the bucket. Throws up a shot. No good. And we get a foul on the rebound. Foul will be on the Lady Bobcats. Number 24, Hadley Meyer. Second team foul against the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the first quarter. 3:35 to go. And going to the free throw line. The Liberty Lady Eagles. Looks like number number five. That is Macy Bolander. First free throw is up, and it's good. Bolander hits the free throw. And Liberty back to within eight now at 15-7. And now Henry checks out of the game. Number 24, Ella Phipps will check in for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Second free throw for Bolander, no good. Bowers down the rebound. Abby running the floor, gets the ball up in the corner now to Donahue. They'll take it back out front to Pierce. Pierce to Katie Pounder. She throws it down along the baseline to Bowers, wide open for the bucket. Bowers gets her second bucket of the night, and we get a timeout call by the Liberty Lady Eagles. 3:22 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads it 17-7. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. 2021 was a great year, but 2022 is going to be even brighter, especially since we have our new lighting installed on the lot. Now you can see the best price anytime, day or night.
Find new roads at Taylor Grewball Chevy, Buick, and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
And we're back, and Liberty Lady Eagle JV called that timeout. Coach Ed not liking the defensive effort of his Lady Eagles on that last possession. And Thayer leads it by 10 with 3:16 to go in the first quarter. Lady Bobcats swarming around the basketball as the Lady Eagles get it inside. Now goes back outside for Foster. Foster's pass out front, stolen by Bowers. Abby will drive for the layup, and it's good. Abby Bowers, the Lady Bobcat freshman, now with six. So the two freshmen carrying the Lady Bobcats in this one early. Here's another pass by Liberty, stolen this one by Donahue. Donahue up the left side, left-hand dribble, going to the basket, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul on Liberty. Donahue misses the shot, but she'll go the line and shoot two. Foul on the Lady Eagles. Be on number five, looks like, Bolander. That'll be the first on Bolander tonight. First team foul on the Liberty JV. And Maddie Donahue at the free throw line to shoot two for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Donahue hit a three out of the corner. Her first bucket of the night and the first free throw comes up a little bit short. 2:50 to go. And we get a sub checking in for Liberty. Number 15 checks in, Addie Rutledge. And Bolander checks out. Thayer Lady Bobcats looking to get a sub in. Looks like somebody coming in for Donahue. And the free throw is up for Donahue, and it's good. So Donahue with 4 points in the quarter. She checks out of the game. Number 22, that is Maddie Nelson, or Neldon. We'll check in for Thayer. So Bowers, Pierce, Meyer, Neldon, and Pounders on the floor right now for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Liberty with the basketball. Got it over to Rutledge in the right corner. She tried to lob it inside. She does to Berkshire. Trying to go up with a shot. It's no good. And rebound control by Pierce for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley gives it up, gets it back, throws it up the floor for Bowers. Bowers cross court to Neldon. Down to Pounders on the baseline. Puts a shot up, no good. And rebound taken by Berkshire for the Liberty Lady Eagles. She dribbles out of traffic. Actually, that was Phipps. I'm sorry. Phipps with it. Feeds it out front. Gets it right back on the wing. Now down the corner. Inside to Berkshire. Wide open. She shoots and scores. Nice execution of the offense there and got a wide open look for Berkshire. Her first 2 points of the ball game. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats working around the perimeter of the Liberty Eagle zone. Ball goes down to Neldon in the corner. Dumps it inside to Meyer. She shoots and scores. Hadley Meyer with 10. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats out to a 22-9 lead here in the first quarter. We're in the third place game, the Thayer Winter Classic Basketball Tournament. Rutledge has got it for Liberty now up on the right side wing. Looking to go down in the corner, does. Now drives the baseline, trying to throw it back out front. The ball is picked up there by Liberty. Foster got it, takes it to the right side of the floor. Neldon out on her, and now Maddie going to be called for a foul. Neldon called for the foul. That'll be the third team foul on the Lady Bobcats here in the first quarter. First personal on Neldon. And Liberty inbounds it. Got it to Macy Tharp. Swings it on the left side to Rutledge. Oh, and it goes through her hands and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Lady Bobcats coming the other way with a minute 25 to go in the first quarter. Abby Bowers pushes the ball up to Neldon in the corner to Pounders. Fakes the three, drives the baseline all the way to the bucket and scores. Katie Pounders with a nice baseline drive. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats out 24-9. Liberty coming the other way. This is Tharp. Tharp takes it down to the baseline, gives it up now to Rutledge. Rutledge trying to drive inside, gets cut off. Trying to lob it in the middle, the ball stolen by Meyer. Thayer off on the break. Abby Bowers crosses the timeline, long pass up to Pierce. Pierce looking in the middle, nobody open. Got it back outside to Bowers, to Pierce. She'll fire a three. That one's off the rim, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Look like Pounders, last one to touch it. So Liberty's got it back, down 24-9. 45 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Liberty long pass up the floor, got it down to Rutledge on the baseline. And now we're going to get a foul, an offensive foul, called on the Liberty Lady Eagles, number 24. Going to be called for a push. Ella Phipps. That'll be the first on Phipps. Another substitution for Thayer. Hadley Meyer checks out. And Jaylee Haven checks in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Bowers, Neldon, Pierce, Pounders, and Haven in right now for Coach Denny Young's Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer got it out front. Skip pass go down the corner to Pounders. Fires a three, and it's good! Katie Pounders hits that one from way downtown. And Pounders with 5 points in the first quarter. Liberty JV Eagles with the basketball here. The pass is going to be deflected and picked up by Neldon for Thayer. Got a loose scramble after the basketball. She pushes out to Bowers. Bowers got the ball up the floor to Haven. To Pounders, steps to the basket. Counted in a foul with 5 seconds to go. In the first quarter, Katie Pounders now 7 points off the bench for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Then with 5 seconds to play, Thayer up by 20. And Pounders going to the free throw line. We'll shoot one more, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Katie pushes it up, and it is good. Well, Pounders now with 8. Substitution for Thayer. Bowers is out, and Audrey Harris will check into the ballgame. Well, 5 seconds to go. Liberty going to race up the floor with it, try and get a shot here. They got it down the corner to Rutledge. Fires a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Neldon. And there's the buzzer to end our first quarter. Our score, 30-9. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead here in the third place game of the Liberty or the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at 5 area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for information.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School. A little rock around the clock during the quarter break. Mr. Jason Andrews always does a great job with the public address announcing and playing the music for us, keeping us entertained during the down times at the Thayer High School ball games. And now the Liberty Eagles will have the ball start the second quarter. They're down 30-9. It's a Liberty JV, by the way. Don't want to mislead anybody. Thayer Lady Bobcats. On the defensive side, Liberty with it. Got it down the corner to Rutledge. Rutledge got it inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound is controlled by Rutledge. She'll bring it back out to the top of the key. Swings the ball down to the baseline. Tried to get it down there. Ball is stolen by Haven. Haven got it out to Riley Pierce. Back to Haven running the floor. Up to the right side. Got it in the corner to Pounders for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound volleyed around. Controlled by Rutledge for Liberty. Rutledge running the floor. Has the ball knocked away from behind. There's a travel. Going to be called on Audrey Harris. Audrey caught her from behind and trying to keep from going out of bounds. She hopped on one foot. That is a travel. Got to keep that pivot foot down. Liberty will inbound it down under the bucket. And pass goes in the lane for Phipps. Her shot is up no good. And rebound taken by Katie Pounders for Thayer. Pounders races up the left sideline with it. Brings it out to the top of the key. Gives it to Pierce. And Thayer sets the offense. Pierce on top. Swings the left side to Neldon. Neldon bounces it in the corner to Haven. Haven back out and around the horn again. Going to the inside for Pounders. Pounders fakes the shot. Dribbles back outside to the wing. Now they go to Harris. Harris back to Pierce. Pierce trying to throw one cross court to Neldon, and the ball is intercepted by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Number 24 got it. Ella Phipps with a nice play. Liberty works it on the left side to Foster. Takes it out top. Now down to Rutledge in the far corner. Rutledge looking to lob it inside. The ball is stolen by Pierce again. So Pierce with another steal. Fair Lady Bobcats coming the other way. Jaylee Haven got it up to Pounder. She gets a layup and scores. Katie Pounder's in double figures with 10. The Fair Lady Bobcats keep rolling. It's 32-9 with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Liberty with it. Number 12 out front is Macy Tharp. Tharp going down the left side of the baseline and tried to stop and fell down and travel with the basketball. So more substitutions now for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Number 30 checks in, Callie Henry. Also number 2 checking in, Savannah Holt. And the Fair Lady Bobcats come the other way. Thayer with their JV out there now. They've got it to Harris on the left side wing. Out front to Pierce. Pierce back to Harris. Now in the corner to Pounder. Pounder dumping it inside for Savannah Wheeler. And she couldn't hang on. The ball is stolen by Liberty. Here come the Lady Eagles. That is Tharp. Races up the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. And the rebound going to go off the hands, I believe, of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Looks like it'll be Liberty basketball with 5:48 to go in the first half. So the third place game of the Thayer Winter Classic Championship coming up later. The Liberty Lady Eagle Varsity will play Willow Springs in that one. Here's Tharp off the inbound, going up with a shot. It is deflected and goes out of bounds. So a block shot for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Liberty inbound it again. Looking in the middle, they lob it into Henry. Henry with a short jumper, it's good. Number 30, Kelly Henry hits the bucket. First point of the second quarter for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Thayer with the basketball on the other end. Pierce, top of the key. Right side, Neldon. Inside to Pounders at the free throw line. Back out to Pierce. Back to Neldon. Back to Pounders. Pounders with the free throw line jumper. It's good. Katie Pounders has come in off the bench and scored 12 here in the first half for Thayer. Liberty with it. Pass on the left side. Almost stolen by Pierce. It goes out of bounds. That's a good defensive play by Riley. Pass was intended for Rutledge. Liberty will inbound it right in front of the scorers table. Savannah Holt got it in for Macy Tharp. Tharp, the sophomore, swings over to Rutledge. Rutledge, number 15, on the dribble drive, trying to go down the baseline. Lady Bobcats let her go. She throws it back outside. Shot is up from 18 and good by Ella Phipps. So Phipps with the bucket. Liberty now scored 4 straight. And it's back to a 34-13 game. Thayer with the lead and the ball. Harris with it on the wing. Feeds it on top to Neldon. Neldon over to Pierce. Going to try a 3-point shot. That one is up. No good. Rebound taken by Harris as she took it away from Rutledge, but they call a held ball. And the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley Pierce will trigger it in for Thayer, number 2. Lady Bobcat freshman lobs it into Savannah Wheeler. Goes up with a shot. No good. The rebound taken by Liberty. That is Ella Phipps running up the right sideline. Thayer trying to double-team her. She just drives through everybody all the way to the bucket. Couldn't score, but Henry is there with the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Callie Henry with her second bucket. She has scored the last 4 for Liberty. And it's 34-15. Thayer with it, lobbing it down inside to Savannah Wheeler. Couldn't hit the shot. Gets the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Savannah Wheeler getting on the scoreboard tonight here in the first half. Liberty racing the other way with the basketball. Almost stolen by Audrey Harris. Almost stepped in front of Macy Tharp and got the steal. Ball goes out of bounds and Liberty will inbound it on the near side. Phipps will check out of the game now for Liberty. And number 42, Grace Berkshire, who started, is back in the ball game for the Liberty JV. They are playing the zone defense. Liberty working around the perimeter. Got it to Rutledge. Rutledge has the ball poked away by Neldon and out of bounds on the far side. 4 minutes exactly to go in the first half. Thayer leads at 36-15. Rutledge inbounds the ball to Tharp. Got it back to Rutledge down the baseline. Pulls up from 8 feet and scores. Nice play by Addie Rutledge for Liberty. And Liberty back to within 19 with the bucket. Thayer with the basketball. Katie Pounders another 3-point shot. That one is up and no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Lady Bobcats come out of there with it. Got it over to Neldon. Neldon going up with a shot. She's going to be fouled. Now that foul will be on the JV Lady Eagles, number 42, Grace Berkshire. Got her on the arm, and Maddie Neldon will go to the free throw line. and shoot two for Thayer. First one is on the way. It is good. Neldon, one of the only two seniors on the Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball team. And she hits the first one here. Now Wheeler checks out of the game as Hadley Meyer goes back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw is up. That one is no good for Neldon. Rebound comes down to Meyer. She's trying to get it back outside, and the ball goes off the hands of the Lady Bobcats out of bounds. Audrey Harris tried sliding in there to save that ball from out of bounds. Couldn't corral it. And Liberty will get it back down 37-17. 20-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead with 3:29 to go in the first half. Liberty will swing it down to Rutledge. Let's one fly from three-point land. No good. Henry with a rebound. She couldn't follow it. And Meyer rebounds it for Thayer. Got it out to Neldon. Neldon up the left side. Pulls up on the wing. And at the Pounders. Back to Neldon for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound volleyed out by Harris. And going to get a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Audrey Harris going to be called for the foul. That'll be her first of the game. And substitution for Thayer. Harris will come out. Abby Bowers is back in. So Thayer with Neldon, Pierce, Pounders, Meyer, and Bowers on the floor. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Liberty Lady Eagles with it. Tharp brings up, gives it to Holt on the left side wing. She bounces it down to Rutledge in the corner. And she'll skip it over to Tharp for three on top. That one is off the rim, no good. And Pounders had a piece of the rebound. It was knocked away and out of bounds by Berkshire. And Liberty now with a substitution. Number five checking back in. That is Macy Bolander. And number 12, Macy Tharp will check out. Thayer Lady Bobcats quick up the floor. Got it to Pounders. Pounders in the corner. Dribbles outside. Tried to get it to Neldon, and she traveled. Neldon having no trouble corralling the pass and travel with the basketball. Well, Thayer will turn it over there. With 2:45 to go here in the first half. Liberty back to within 20. Coach Denny Young playing everybody on the Lady Bobcat bench. Here's Liberty's long shot out of the corner. Good! Rutledge hits a three out of the corner for the Liberty Lady Eagles. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats bring it the other way. Neldon on the right side wing crosses it over to Bowers. Bowers fakes a three, goes down to the baseline, pulls up with a shot. That is blocked, but a foul. Going to be called on Berkshire. They'll send Abby Bowers to the free throw line to shoot for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Foul on Berkshire, number 42, will be her second of the game. Bowers going to the free throw line. Abby has scored 6 points here in the first half. Had the big night last night with 19 for the Lady Bobcats, but she hadn't played a whole lot here in this first half. As I mentioned, Coach Denny Young knows he's playing a JV team, so he has played everybody here in the first half. Second free throw up for Bowers is no good. Rolls off the rim. Henry down with the rebound for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Pulls up with it. Gives it over to the other Henry. She'll swing it down to Rutledge in the corner. Rutledge pulls up her dribble, throws it across the court, and over the head of, who was that? Number two, Holt, threw it over her head and out of bounds, so Thayer will get it on the turnover. 2:08 to play in the first half. Thayer with the basketball. Up by 17, 37-20. Bowers swings it right side to Neldon for three. That one's as hard off the rim, no good, and the rebound is taken by Bolander. Bolander dribbles up the floor and is going to get fouled as she got to the free throw line. Foul on number 24, Hadley Meyer. Second foul on Meyer tonight, and the 16th foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Non-shooting foul. And the Liberty Lady Eagles will inbound it down under the bucket with a minute 53 to go in the first half. Savannah Wheeler checking back into the game for Thayer. Hadley Meyer will sit. Hadley, big first half with 10 points. All of them early, obviously. And Liberty running the inbound play, trying to get it in the middle. Ball is deflected, and we get a held ball, and the possession will belong to the Liberty JV Eagles. They'll trigger it down under the bucket. Looking inside, nobody open. They kick it out front to Rutledge. Ball is poked away by the defense, loose on the floor. We get a held ball called again, and this one will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And substitution for both teams, Josie Coulter will check into the ball game in place of Savannah Holt for Liberty. And Jaylee Haven checks in place of Madison Neldon for Thayer. Haven's got it down the corner to Pounders. Steps into a three. That one's off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Henry for Liberty. Henry gave it up. Now Ashlyn Henry's got it. Pushes up the floor. It's intercepted by Riley Pierce. Thayer with a 2-on-2. Pierce down the middle of the lane. All the way to the bucket. Gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. foul will be on number, I believe it's on 25. And number 25, Ashlyn Henry, going to be called for the foul. Will be her first of the ball game. And the 16th foul on Liberty. We're down to a minute 31 to go in the first half. Riley Pierce at the line, shoots the free throw. It is no good. Riley's not scored. Played a lot here in the first half. As, again, Coach Denny Young has played everybody here in the half. Second free throw for Pierce is up and no good. Rebound. Going to be volleyed outside by Thayer. Saved, but goes right to Liberty. And here they come with the basketball. Number five, Macy Bolander handles the top of the key. Got it down to Coulter. Coulter back outside. Long shot is up and no good by Foster. Rebound run down in the corner. Liberty working it around to Foster. Gives it back up to Bolander in the corner. Bolander dribbles twice. Passes it over to Coulter, and Coulter then travel with the basketball. Wanted to make a pass, then tried to stop and shuffle the feet. And with a minute five to go in the first half, Thayer with the 37-20 lead and the basketball here. Got up to Haven. Haven down in the corner to Pounder. Pounder's outside around the horn to Pierce. Back to Bowers. Bowers for three. That one's off the back rim. Rebound comes out long and goes out of bounds in the corner. It'll be Liberty Eagle basketball. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains and the Pizza Inn in Thayer. Liberty with the ball down under 45 seconds to go. They bounce it inside to Henry, trying to get a shot. Kicks it outside. Bolander will fire. It's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Liberty runs it down. That is Bolander went and got her missed shot. Bolander circles it around to the right side of the floor. Now bounces it down to Berkshire, back outside, and then back to Berkshire. I'm sorry, that's Foster. Foster got it back into Bolander. Shot is up, no good. And it's rebounded by Abby Bowers. Bowers off on the break up the right side, 17 seconds to go in the half. Stay tuned for the halftime report brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Andrew Eckman of West Plains. They are working around the perimeter here as we wind down the clock. Now Bowers steps into the lane, kicks it back outside to Pierce for three. That one rims off, no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Lady Eagles will just hold the clock, hold it till the end of the clock. And that's your score at the end of one half of play, 37-20. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Liberty JV. We'll take a timeout and we'll be back with your halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Whether you're buying or selling, downsizing or expanding, relocating or vacationing, RE/MAX agents have the tools and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. It's why no one else sells more homes. I'm Kylie O'Neill, Director of Development at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Call our office today at 417-264-6161 and let us help you find the property of your dreams. Don't worry, we've done this a million times. That's the sign of a RE/MAX agent. Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Doniphan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Did you know there's tax advantages to having a health savings account with Community First? When paired with a high deductible health plan, it can be a powerful tax-saving financial tool that empowers you to be more actively involved in your healthcare decisions. Talk with a Community First banker and your tax advisor and see what a health savings account can do for you.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School, the Thayer Winter Classic presented by Ward Family Dentistry. And we're in the third place game. Had a bit of a mismatch here. We knew that going in. The Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Liberty JV. But the way the tournament is played out here, it was really the only matchup there was available to be played tonight. But the Liberty JV, they're trying to hang in there. The Thayer Lady Bobcats and Coach Denny Young have been very fair tonight. They played everybody. Let the starters play at the beginning, and Thayer ran out to a 30-9 lead at the end of one quarter, and then played pretty much the Thayer JV for the rest of the half. And halftime score here is 37-20. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead. I would suspect he'll put the starters in to start the second half. And we'll get a big lead again and then let the JV come in. Looks like the Willow Springs Lady Bears have just arrived on the scene. The Liberty Lady Eagle varsity, of course, they are here watching the JV. And those two will meet in the championship game of the tournament. That'll be coming up right after our game here at the Thayer High School gym. And folks, you talk about a pretty good matchup in the championship. This one should be a good one. I mean, it should be a really good game. So if you enjoy good high school basketball, looking for something to do on a Friday evening, come on out to the Thayer High School gym, the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Oh, probably just about 45 minutes away. All right, Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Knox Orthopedic and Mountain Home in West Plains, the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Springs, RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, and the Mammoth Springs Dental Clinic and Dr. Mike Kersey. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back. Take a look at your halftime stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn in Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist's chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we're back after the timeout, 3:53 to go in the halftime. Let's take a look at our halftime stats. First up, for the Liberty Lady Eagles, the JV Eagles, they're down 37-20 here at the half. They scored 9 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. They're led by Addie Rutledge. She has 5 points in the game, 4 points for Callie Henry, three for Kaylee Foster, three for Macy Tharp, two for Ella Phipps, one for Macy Bolander, and two for Grace Berkshire. Well, the Thayer Lady Bobcats are led by junior Katie Pounders. Katie scored 12 off the Lady Bobcat bench tonight. Also in double figures, Hadley Meyer, she had 10 in the first half, all those coming in the first quarter. Abby Bowers has added 6, 4 for Maddie Donahue, 1 for Madison Neldon, and 2 for Haley Larson. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead, 37-20 over the Liberty JV. Lady Bobcats have made their way back out on the court, their warm-ups, and the Liberty Lady Eagles will be making their way out here in just a moment. I want to remind you, got another game coming up on our Ozark Radio Network, or excuse me, our E-Communication Sports Network tonight. We'll have the West Plains Lady Zizzers as they play in the semifinals of the NICSA tournament. That game a little bit later on this evening, and I believe at 8:30 is the scheduled start time. Ramblin' Rick will be there in NICSA for the call of that one, as the Lady Zizzers, are really good, and they will take on, they're playing Cape Notre Dame in the semifinals tonight, looking for the right to move into the championship game on Saturday. Again, that's on 100.9 The Train, our sister station and part of the E-Communications Sports Network. All right, we're going to take another timeout. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We're proud to sponsor the St. Jude Radiothon again this year. Now, through February 5th, we will donate $50 per vehicle sold at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Find new roads and stop by and help us donate to a wonderful cause.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe in a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
And we're back after the halftime activities. I want to say thanks again to your halftime sponsor, Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Liberty JV and the Thayer Varsity here in the third place game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Thayer leads at 37-20. Liberty had the ball a moment ago and turned it over. Thayer got it. Working on the offensive end. They swing it right side to Abby Bowers. Thayer back to the starters on the court here. They go to Larson. Larson takes it down in the corner, gets to Bowers. Bowers dribbles out to the wing. And gets the ball screen. Now gives the ball inside to Meyer. Meyer up with a short jumper. No good. And a rebound taken by the Liberty Lady Eagles. Here they come. That is Bolander up the right side. Going to the elbow and is going to get fouled by Larson. Haley Larson going to be called for the foul. That'll be her second of the game. And, of course, first team foul here in the second half. Just underway in our second half. There, Lady Bobcats. In defense, Liberty on the inbound. Got the ball into Tharp. Tharp takes it to the free throw line. Dumps it off to Foster. Step back three is no good. And the rebound off the hands of Bolander and goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats pushing it up the floor. Got to Donahue down the corner. Now inside to Meyer. Turnaround jumper is up and good. That's exactly the play I watched the Thayer Lady Bobcats work on in their run through earlier today. And it worked perfection. Here, Bowers almost takes the ball away from Tharp over on the far side. Thayer Lady Bobcats up now 39-20. Liberty will inbound, and they bring it all the way to the elbow. Got it there for Bolander. She kicks it back outside to Tharp, and Liberty will start the offense. Tharp moving off the screen. Now leaves it to Bolander. Swings it over on the left side. And the ball stolen by Bowers. Bowers will drive the length of the floor and score the layup. Abby Bowers, with her first two of the second half, she's got eight now in the game. The Thayer Lady Bobcats running out to a 21-point advantage. Liberty with it on the right side. They get it to number 12, Tharp. Long three-point shot, no good. Bolander rebounds it for Liberty and gets tied up and will have a hell ball and the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats will get a sub in the game. Katie Pounders will check in, and Haley Larson is out. Katie Came off the bench in the first half and scored 12 points to lead the Lady Bobcats. Now here's Thayer coming the other way. Bowers sees an opening in the bucket. Shoots no good. Rebound, Meyer. She puts it back up and in. So Hadley Meyer, when she'd been in there, has dominated tonight. She's got 14 in the game. And Liberty with the ball now. Bolander out on top. 6 minutes to go in the third. Loses her dribble. Throws the ball down in the lane. Deflected by Meyer. Picked up by Bowers. Abby on the drive, got it up to Callie Johnson out in front of the defense for the lay-in. Callie Johnson, her first two of the game. Good run out there, good pass by Bowers. Now we get a timeout call by the Liberty Lady Eagles. 45-20, Thayer leads it with 5:46 to go in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout and we'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Whether you're ready to buy or looking to sell, a RE/MAX agent can help every step of the way. With a RE/MAX agent by your side, you get the experienced pro who can help you along the way. This is Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Well, we've got 5:46 to go in the third quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats up by 25 over the Liberty JV. And again, Coach Denny Young, he has used everybody available on his bench tonight throughout this game. In fact, starters didn't even play the entire first quarter for Thayer. And trying to keep this one close, trying to keep it competitive, and getting everybody a chance to play here in the third place game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Liberty with a basketball, they get it inside. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Liberty forced that one down inside, got it to number 42, Berkshire. And she was fouled by Hadley Meyer. That'll be foul number 3 on Hadley. She'll check out of the game. Looks like Jaylee Haven going to check in for the Lady Bobcats after this first free throw for Berkshire. And it is up and good. So Berkshire with 3 points in the game. Meyer checks out after that third foul. And Jaylee Haven checks in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw is up. This one is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. We get a held ball, and it'll belong to the Liberty Lady Eagles on the alternating possession. Johnson got tied up over there with somebody. And now the officials, I think, questioning which way it should be going. I think they've got it right. They're going to come over and look at it. Yeah, it should be a Liberty ball. Anyway, while they discuss it, we'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters. They include the Clary Funeral Homes in Thayer, Mammoth Spring in Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Walmart, Country Cottage in Thayer, and Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer, and West Plains. So Liberty at inbound, got it out front to Rutledge. She feeds it down in the corner for Tharp for 3. That one is no good. And the rebound taken by Haven. Shaley leads the break the other way, going to the right side of the floor, throws it up, no, but she gets fouled, and she'll go the line and shoot 2. Rutledge trying to get back there and play defense. Going to be called for the foul. Addie Rutledge, number 15, will be her first foul of the game and the first team foul here in the second half on Liberty. The Liberty JV playing in a varsity tournament. You got to take their hats off to them for saying, yeah, they'd bring their JV when the tournament came up short a team. Substitution for Thayer, Donahue is out. Neldon is in. So Johnson, Neldon, Pounders, and Haven misses both free throws. Haven misses them both. It's still 45-21. Liberty with the ball. Henry got the rebound, pushes up the floor, tries to pass it, and it is stolen by Bowers. Bowers will give it out to Haven. Haven up the floor, got it down to Callie Johnson. Good move to the bucket, and couldn't quite complete the shot. Ball got up on the rim. Looked like it was going to fall in, and it fell out of the rim. I don't know how that happened. Liberty with it. Rutledge down in the right corner. Feeds out to Tharp. Tharp takes it down to the wing and hands off to Rutledge, and she's out of bounds. Substitution now for Thayer. Callie Johnson is out. Riley Pierce is back in. And Henry coming out. And who checks in for Liberty? Looks like the other Henry checks in. Here we go. Thayer with a basketball on the half-court set. Bowers with it at the wing, moves to the free throw line, kicked it out to Neldon. Neldon back to Bowers. Well, she just slides with the basketball. Looks like she's on skates. And the Lady Bobcats continue to work it around the perimeter. Ball goes down the right corner for Pierce. Back out to Neldon. Now Pounders on top. Checks with Coach Denny Young. I'll reset the offense. Gets the ball out to Bowers. Bowers handles it on the wing. Brings it out near the top. Feeds it there to Pierce. Pierce over to Haven. 4:25 to go in the first or third quarter. Thayer with the lead and the basketball. Bowers with it now on the right side wing. Got it back out to Pounders. Around the horn it goes. Down to the baseline to Neldon. Neldon on the left side. Brings it out to the wing on the dribble. Feeds to Pierce. Pierce over to Bowers. Now Katie Pounders. Pounders moves to the elbow on the dribble drive. Gets it back outside. Down to Pierce in the left corner. Thayer just swinging it. They are just swinging it around the perimeter. And now Bowers has got it. Bowers gives it out to Pierce. Pierce will swing it over to Haven on the right side. Haven inside. And now we're going to get a whistle and a foul called on the Liberty Lady Eagles. We'll have to see who that is. Looks like is on Berkshire. Call for the foul. Non-shooting foul. Fair will inbound the ball down under the bucket. And they do, got it inside, shot is up and no good. Rebound by Pierce. Got it out on the wing, feeds it over to Haven. Haven wings it on the right side to Bowers. Bowers out of Pounders, back out to Bowers. She'll try a three, that one is good. Abby Bowers buries a three from the outside, her first made three-pointer of the night. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats up now 48-21 with 3:26 to go in the third quarter. Liberty working it to the inside. Got the ball in there and it's deflected and goes out of bounds and it'll belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats as it went off the hands of Liberty and out of bounds. So Thayer will inbound it on the far side with 3:20 to go here in the quarter. Thayer inbounds it to Pierce. Pierce swings it up to Audrey Harris. Harris gives it back outside to Pierce. Now to Haven. Down in the left corner to Neldon. Neldon. Back over to Haven. Haven, one dribble, feeds it back out to Pierce. Now left side to Neldon. Neldon going down inside for Katie Pounders. Pounders, power move in the lane. Shoots no good. The rebound taken by Liberty, and we get a foul on the rebound. And that'll go against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Audrey Harris is going to be called for the foul. That'll be her third of the ball game. And with a score of 48-21, 2:56 to go in the third quarter, Liberty brings it the other way. Non-shooting foul, third team foul on the Lady Bobcats. Here's a pass by Tharp, stolen by Harris. Harris will race it up the sideline, now waits for the rest of her teammates to come. Gives the ball out to Pierce. Pierce going into Harris. Harris back outside to Neldon. Neldon curls through the lane, shoots no good. Rebound Henry for Liberty. She'll feed it out, trying to get it to Phipps, and the ball is stolen again by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley Pierce has got it. Brings it into the front court, feeds it over to Neldon on the wing. Neldon for three. That one's off the back rim. No good. And rebound taken by Foster for Liberty, and she gets fouled. I believe that'll be on Katie Pounders, number 15. Yes, it is. Katie Pounders called for the foul will be her first of the game. And Liberty will bring it the other way. Substitution, Tharp is out of the game as number two. Savannah Holt checks back in. And now Pounders comes out of the game as Savannah Wheeler will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 2:14 to go in the third quarter. A three-point shot by Liberty off the left corner. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Scramble for it. And Liberty's got it. Rutledge for three. That one's off the mark. And Savannah Wheeler comes down with the rebound for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. They will give it up to Harris. On the right side wing, looking into the lane, nobody open. Back out top to Haven for three. That one's no good. Rebound gets on the floor. We got a scramble for it. And a held ball, and the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Minute 39 to go here in the quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats inbound it down under the bucket. Riley Pierce will get it in for Audrey Harris. Harris. Brings it over to Neldon for another three. That one is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around, taken by Haven. Haven going back up and scores. Jaylee Haven, first bucket of the ball game, comes with a minute 35 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up now 50-21. Liberty with it, left side, shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Haven for Thayer. Jaylee pushes up to Riley Pierce, going to the bucket. No, she traveled with the basketball. Yep, she did. So Riley got her feet a little mixed up there, traveled with the basketball. And it'll be Liberty ball. Rutledge brings it up into the front court for the Lady Eagles. Number 15, Rutledge, Addie Rutledge. Her pass is deflected, now stolen by Audrey Harris. Harris will drive for the layup, too hard, no good. Rebound comes down to Thayer. Neldon couldn't hit the shot, and we're going to get a foul on the Lady Bobcats. Neldon going to be called for the foul after she missed the shot, trying to get the rebound back over the back, and that is team foul number 5 on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Thayer up 50-21, and Liberty coming the other way. Got the ball in the lane for Ella Phipps, and she traveled. Well, Thayer's going to get it back with just under a minute to go here in the third quarter. They inbound the ball to Riley Pierce. Got it up to Harris. Coach Young may direct them to hold this one for the final shot here. We'll see what happens. Neldon with it. Got it to Haven. Haven back outside to Neldon, trying to force it inside to Wheeler. Ball deflected by the defense. Right back to Thayer, and they go back into the offense. Neldon bounces it down to Haven in the corner. Haven back out to Neldon on the wing. Takes a step for the dribble. Swings it around the horn. Got it there to Harris. Harris going to Wheeler at the high post. Back out. Now to Harris. Well, 17-foot shot is up and no good. And the rebound is going to be taken by the Lady Bobcats. Shot going back up and a foul. Going to be whistled on the Liberty Lady Eagles. Nice hustle play there. And going to the line to shoot two will be Madison Neldon. Neldon will shoot the free throws. Fouls on number 24. Ella Phipps will be her second of the night. Madison Neldon at the line. First free throw is up and rolls off the rim. No good. So Neldon couldn't hit that one. She will shoot another. Bounces it one time. Spins it on the right hand. Puts it up off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Liberty. Number 24, Ella Phipps got it. And with 20 seconds to go, Liberty bringing it up the floor. Phipps crosses the timeline. Throws it down into the corner. Ball is going to be tipped by the defense and goes out of bounds. Good defensive play down there by Riley Pierce for Thayer. And now Liberty for Thayer Lady Bobcats with a substitution. Neldon is out. Number 21 checking in. That is Haley Larson. Larson back in for Thayer. Here's a Liberty on the inbound. Ball is deflected. Picked up by Audrey Harris. Harris up the left side. Gives the ball out top to Haven. Haven trying to get over to Pierce, threw it too hard. She couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds with 3 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Liberty trying to get a shot here. 2 seconds. Rutledge with it way out front. Shot is partially blocked, and that's the end of our third quarter. Our score, 50-21. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over the Liberty Lady Eagles. And Liberty only scored 1 point in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout and we'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm Agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm Agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
And we're back here at the Thayer Winter Classic at the Thayer High School. The third place game, we head to the fourth quarter. Thayer with a lead, 50-21 over the Liberty Lady Eagle JV. Liberty with a ball to start the fourth quarter. They get it inside for Berkshire. Her shot is up no good. Rebounded by Savannah Wheeler. Wheeler got it out to Harris. Harris will slow it down a little bit. Thayer up by a score of 50-21. Bobcats, Lady Bobcats, get the ball inside for Wheeler. outside to Haven. Haven got it to Pierce at the top of the key. Pierce going to the left side now to Haley Larson. Back to Pierce. Looking inside, nobody open. Back to Larson on the wing. Larson feeds it in the corner to Haven. Haven back out. Now going inside to Wheeler. Turns, faces the bucket, shoots. No good. And the rebound going to be off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. Well, Thayer working on, as a matter of fact, they're working on during the game exactly what I saw them working on in their walkthrough earlier today. So always teaching. Coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here's Liberty coming the other way. Ball is intercepted. Haley Larson will drive the floor. Misses a layup, but she was fouled on the play. And that'll be a foul on number 5, Macy Bolander. And Haley Larson will go to the free throw line, shoot for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Larson scoring 2 points early in the game, has not scored since, hasn't played a whole lot. That's the thing about this game. Thayer Lady Bobcats starters have not played very much. And they still have the big lead. Thayer leads it now by 30 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And another free throw is good for Larson. So Larson now with 4. And here we come. Looks like Katie Pounder is getting ready to check back into the game for the Thayer Lady Bobcats when we get a break. Liberty with the ball, number 12 with it. That is Tharp. Gives it up in the corner. Long shot is no good. And Bolander yanks down the rebound for Liberty. Dumping it inside for Berkshire. And Berkshire is going to be called for an offensive foul. Yeah, she's backing down to defender. And that'll be a foul. Berkshire picks up her 3rd. Actually, they say officially that is her 4th. And with 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game, we're under the turbo clock. So the championship game, if you're in route, probably going to get started here a little bit early the way it looks. It's scheduled for about a 6 o'clock start. Probably going to be a little bit earlier than that. So you might want to head on out to the gym if you're coming to watch the championship game. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball, leading by 31. Haven trying to dump it inside. Ball is going to be stolen by Berkshire. And then Berkshire has it taken away by Audrey Harris. Harris will bring it the other way for the Lady Bobcats. Bounces it up to Haven. Haven just outside the lane on the left side. Gives it back out front to Pierce. And the Lady Bobcats will start the offense from there. Go to Pounders on the right side in the corner. Katie Pounders, who has scored 12 points off the bench tonight for Thayer. Here's the give around to Haven. Haven trying to go inside to Wheeler, and the ball's going to be deflected, but a foul going to be whistled on number 25. That is Ashlyn Henry. And that'll be the 2nd on Ashlyn Henry. And now Berkshire checking out of the game. Number 30 checking in, Callie Henry for the Liberty Lady Eagles. 5:22 to go, clock is running. Ball goes into Wheeler. Got it over to Pounders for 3. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Foster. Foster gives it out to Tharp running the floor. Travel, no call. They're not going to call that with a running clock. And Tharp hits the layup. 5 points for Macy Tharp. And it's 52-23. Thayer up by 29. Riley Pierce with it. 4:58 to go in the game. Haven now from Pierce. Got it down inside to Wheeler. Her baseline jumper is good. So Savannah Wheeler with her 2nd bucket of the game. She's got 4 points. And Liberty coming the other way, down again by 31. They've got it over to Tharp. Long 3-point shot. It's good. 2nd 3-pointer of the night for Macy Tharp. And she leads the Liberty JV in scoring with 8 points. 2 3-pointers tonight. Hit one. Matter of fact, the first bucket of the night for the Liberty JV was that 3-pointer. That gave them an early lead. Thayer with it on the offensive end. Katie Pounder dribble drives around the defense and scores. Katie Pounders has really played well tonight. 14 in the game. And with 4 minutes to go, Tharp coming the other way for Liberty. A little running one-hander in lane is up and good. So Macy Tharp in double figures with 10 for the Lady Eagles. And we're down to 4 minutes to go. Thayer got the ball down inside to Wheeler. Wheeler, oh, the shot rims out on her. That one was all but in the cylinder and came out. Liberty with the rebound coming the other way. Tharp pulls up at the 3-point line, fires away. That one is no good. Rebound, Jaylee Haven for Thayer. Jaylee, long pass up the floor to Pounders. Got behind the defense. She gets hammered on the play and will go the free throw line and will shoot 2. Katie Pounders going to the line. Foul is on Tharp and will be her 1st of the game. Team foul number 7 here in the 2nd half. We're down to 3:43 to go. Thayer leading by 28. Pounders trying to run the lead back out to 30 and misses the 1st free throw. Katie Pounder is a junior for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 14 to lead them in scoring tonight. Bowers in double figures with 11, and Hadley Meyer in double figures with 14. And Wheeler out of the game. Myers checking back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And second free throw is up and good for Pounders. Pounders now with 15 in the game. Here come the Lady Eagles. They swing it down the corner to Rutledge. Rutledge looking inside. Oh, she got Henry open. Now she doesn't. She tries to lob it into her and is taken away by Myers. Myers off to Haven. Thayer running the floor. Haven going all the way up to the wing, puts a shot up and gets fouled as she goes through a double team. Henry and Rutledge were both there. We'll see which one gets called for the foul. I believe it'll be Rutledge. It is number 15, Addie Rutledge. Called for her second. And Jaylee Haven going to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Jaylee scored just a few minutes ago to give her 2 points in the game. And she misses the free throw here. Goes off the side of the rim. No good. Thayer Lady Bobcats will win the third place trophy here in the Thayer Winter Classic. Championship game is coming up. The Willow Springs Lady Bears and the Liberty Lady Eagle varsity contest. That'll be a good one. Haven hits the second free throw. She's got 3 points in the game. And Thayer back up by a score of 58-28. Here's Tharp into the lane for Liberty. A little running one-hander. No good. Rebound Thayer in the long lead pass up the floor. It goes off the hands of Audrey Harrison out of bounds. Another substitution for Liberty. Henry is out. Number 24 checking in. That is Ella Phipps. Also number 31, Kaylee Foster is out as Holt will check in. And now Hadley Meyer comes out as Madison Neldon back in for Thayer. 2:49 and counting to go in the game. Liberty with the basketball. Down by 30. They lob it down to Rutledge. Rutledge back over to Tharp. Steps into another three. That one's no good. The rebound taken by Jaylee Haven. Haven running the floor. Feeds it up to Pounders. Pounders going to the rack, and she scores. Pounders with 17 in the game. And Thayer leads it by a score of 60-28. Liberty working it with 2:24 to go. Got it down to Holt. Holt down in the low blocks. Got the ball off now to Phipps, and Phipps driving the baseline is going to get fouled. And the foul's on Jaylee Haven will be her first of the game. Game tonight brought to you in part by FNBC Community Bankers, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Inbound play for Liberty. Shot is up no good, and rebound taken by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Riley Pierce got it. Feeds it up the floor to Harris. Harris in the corner to Pounders. Pounders wide open on the baseline. Shoots. It's good. Katie Pounders with 19 to lead all scorers in the game, and she didn't start tonight. Here's a lob pass for Liberty going down inside over the head of Henry and out of bounds. And the ball will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Minute 30 to go. Haven down the corner to Pounders. Pounders, little fake, driving the baseline, goes to the basket. Couldn't hit the shot, but she gets fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Katie Pounders playing hard here, looking for more playing time with the varsity. Foul is on number two, Savannah Holt for Liberty. And Katie Pounders back to the free throw line, looking for her 20th point of the game. Bounces it three times, puts the free throw up, and it's good. Pounders with 20 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. The Lady Bobcat lead now 63-28. Substitution for Liberty, number 14, Josie Coulter will check into the game. Second free throw for Katie Pounders is good. Pounders with 21 to lead the Lady Bobcats in scoring. She'll check out. Savannah Wheeler will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. We're down under 40 seconds to play now in the game. Liberty JV with the basketball. Everybody's got a chance to play tonight here in the third place game. That's what you like. Everybody getting an opportunity to play. Liberty with the ball. Berkshire got it. Feeds it out on the wing for Coulter. Coulter has it poked away and out of bounds by Neldon. It'll be Liberty ball with 19 seconds to go in the running clock. They inbound it to Berkshire. Or excuse me, that's Phipps. I'm sorry. Phipps. Little shot off the baseline from the right side. No good. Rebound Henry. She couldn't follow it in. And we get a whistle and a foul called on the rebound. And that will, in effect, end the ball game. Foul is on Audrey Harris. And for some reason, they stopped the clock with 3 seconds to go. And now they say, run it out. And that's it. That's the ball game. Our final score is 64-28. the Thayer Lady Bobcats have defeated the Liberty JV Eagles to win the third place trophy in the Thayer Winter Classic. We're